This is episode 1930 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series this week. We are exploring all week long the theme of releasing insecurities. And this is part of a collection of meditation series to help you sleep better. So we've broken down different aspects of what may be keeping you up at night and explored those themes each week. So there are four series, all to help you sleep better. This is actually the final series in this collection. So you can go back over the previous 3 weeks and listen to the other series, which are focused on different themes you can explore, as I mentioned, to help you sleep better. When you are thinking about what you might be feeling insecure about, and I challenged you this week to think about one or two of your insecurities that you want to focus on, and you have a daily challenge, I hope you are enjoying it, and it has to do with thinking about what you are grateful for in regard to your insecurity. So many times we do all these different habits and rituals, which are so good for us, such as meditation and repeating an affirmation, as we did in yesterday's episode, and keeping a journal and thinking about what you're grateful for each day, and all these different habits that you weave into your life, which help you create a beautiful life. But many times, those habits are on the fray of what you really want to focus on. The best way to get results that I've noticed in working with people over the years, and also in doing this myself, I do these series right along with you. I've noticed that if you really target what you're wanting to focus on in your life, so for this week, you're focusing on releasing some insecurities that may really be holding you back. Maybe it's something you're going through in your life right now, currently, or maybe these are insecurities you've had for as long as you can remember. Whatever you are focusing on, if you take your habits and rituals and target them on what you're focusing on, your insecurity, then you will notice you get better results. So you're focusing on gratitudes this week as a challenge. So think about what you're grateful for in regard to this insecurity. It's not like you're grateful for the insecurity, although I think we all learn lessons from whatever we do struggle with. But if you think about, for example, you feel insecure about how you perform at work, you just feel like everyone seems to do so much better and they know so much more and you feel pretty insecure about your job, then what you would think about in regard to your gratitudes is you would think about what you're grateful for in regard to your job. You're grateful that you have a chance to learn from people who do know more because you can learn the same things they know as well. Maybe they have a head start, but you can still do some things that maybe are unique that they can't do. You might think about that you're grateful that you have a job. You might be grateful for people you work with. You might be grateful that you have a short commute or that your job is in a really fun part of town, for example. So customize your gratitudes for the week around the insecurity you're working with. And it could really go for many things that you might do in your life. For example, when you work out, you might think, You know, I feel pretty insecure at work, but I know that if I make my body really strong, I'll feel great about myself, and maybe I'll feel more confident when I'm at work. So you could do some strengthening exercises. Maybe you could arrange to meet with people who you really admire and who might be able to mentor you. And maybe you could do this by taking someone out to lunch or inviting them somewhere. You could develop a new hobby or talent. You could even potentially think about doing some kind of work where you would feel more secure. So when you target what you want to change about your life and to enhance your life and make it better, you start to see better results. So to help you this week, as you really focus and release insecurities, I have a breathing technique to share with you. This is a breathing technique where you inhale and exhale through your nose as you do it. And when you inhale to the count of four. And then you hold your breath to the count of four. And then you exhale through your nose to the count of eight. You're going to extend the exhale longer than the other counts because I want you to do something. This will help you to tone your vagus nerve. Your vagus nerve is a very important nerve that starts right at your brain stem and goes all the way to your abdominal area. It's an important nerve, and when it is toned, you're able to manage stress in a much better way. It impacts several organs, such as your heart and your lungs, and, as I mentioned, your abdominal area, so your digestion. When you experience a lot of anxiety, lengthening the exhale is one way to tone this vagus nerve. And there are other ways to tone it as well, but toning it with your breath is an important way to do that. So try to exhale longer than your inhale. In this case, with this breathing technique, I've doubled the exhale. And I want to make sure that you are comfortable as you do this breathing technique. So you might want to do it to a different count. Maybe it's hard for you to exhale to the count of eight. So exhale to the count of six or five. Or maybe it's too much for you to inhale and hold your breath to the count of four. So just bring it down to maybe two, the count of two. So this is your meditation technique for today. I'll guide you through this technique for a round or two, and then you take it from there. So as you sit up straight and begin to relax your mind and body, inhale to four. One, two, three, four. Hold. One, two, three, four. Exhale. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Beautiful. Now you take it from there. Continue with the breathing technique. And at some point, break off and allow yourself to sit in stillness. The full half-hour guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, where you receive a journal and a guide with each series. You can try it for 2 weeks free. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.